So I said the Greek thought was quite similar to Upanishadic thought. So was that coming from the Vedic culture? Yes. At the same time, it is very difficult to historically establish this. There is the attempt to all religions, they try to rewrite history in the way that proves that, you know, everything good came from them. So if you go to Pakistan, no need to go, but you go to, they don't accept that Pakistan was created in 1947. They say Pakistan was created in the 10th, 11th, 12th century. And somehow, some people, some Hindus took away the land which was meant for Jesus, for Allah. And then we again liberated ourselves from Hindus in 1947. So they have their own version of history. So once we start going in that zone of trying to prove historically that, you know, this came from here, that becomes a strong, that becomes an ego battle. And there is scope for doing this kind of research. And there are some devotees who do this research, some devotees and some Hindu scholars who have done this research well. But there is a lot of simplistic analysis given in this way. See, this thought was here, this thought was here. So, for example, some people come to Australia. Now, that was Astralaya. Now, Astralaya is a place where weapons are stored. Now, the name might sound similar, but there's no correlation actually. So sometimes in attempts to try to prove how the Vedas are the source of everything, we many Hindu scholars, or many Hindu, I would say, people who think they are scholars, they use very simplistic correlations which actually don't stand serious historical scrutiny. So that attempt to try to prove that everything good everywhere in the world originally came from the Vedas, that can very, very easily become an ego exercise. It can become an ego trip. So now there is scope for doing that kind of research. And if it is done carefully, yes, a lot can be found out. So, for example, there are some things which are well documented. Say, for example, long before Pythagoras came up with the Pythagoras theorem, there is a Shulba Sutra, in which that same Pythagorean theorem is mentioned. And historians also, academic scholars also acknowledge that Shulba Sutra was at least 300 to 500 years before Pythagoras. So research has to be done very rigorously so that it will stand scrutiny. So yes, we could say, this is not historically provable, but this is a hypothesis which we could make, and Prabhupada points to it in some places, that after the Mahabharata war, now, although the Pandavas won the war, but there was so much devastation in the war. And after that, after Parikshit's departure, then the central rulers in India became weak. And then every country, different parts of the world, they started disconnecting themselves and they evolved in their own ways. So there were some strands of thought which were similar and some which evolved locally and they were dissimilar. So it could also be that some people immigrated from here to there and they carried the thoughts over there. So there are three points in this. There is undeniable similarity in the Upanishadic thoughts and the Greek thoughts. But there is also significant amount of dissimilarity. Among the Greeks also there were people who were totally materialistic. Those who did not believe in the soul or anything beyond matter. So Epicurean was a materialist. Epicure was a materialist, something like Charvaka in our tradition. So there are similarities. Now to go back and prove that this similarity indicates that one came from the other, that requires serious historical research. So if some people are adequately scholarly, adequately rigorous, they can do that research. But in general, rather than focusing on historical origins, in today's world, if you want to reach out to people, it's much better to focus on practical importance. You know, how is this going to help you? How is this understanding, this wisdom can help us get deeper meaning, deeper purpose in our life? It can help us to become better human beings. It can help us to have a purposeful life. So focusing on the principles that bring, that make logical sense and that bring our practical transformation. That is a much better way of outreach rather than trying to prove that the good thoughts in whichever part of the world, they came from the Vedic tradition. If that has to be done, that has to be done with very careful scrutiny. Does that answer your question? Yeah.
That's my second question.